Hi, this is Seri. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you today?
Hi, Serdi. So today with me, I have Deborah Black on the line, and she's looking into working with you guys so that she can get her credit scores up to par and get all the negative items removed from her credit. So Deborah, he's going to be taking it over from here, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, miss. You can transfer the call.
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Seri. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm fine, Freddie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Is this Miss Deborah?
Yeah.
Excellent, miss. So, I believe that you got transferred over to us to help you improve your credit score because your credit score is not high enough to
Yeah.
qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, right?
No, I can't get a house or anything. I can't do nothing.
Okay. Like, when was the last time that you checked your credit report?
It was last month. It was 540, 544, something like that.
540. Okay. And tell me, what sort of credit issues are you having? For example, medical bills, collections, student loans?
Collection, student loan.
Just a little bit of
But then I
everything?
got that student, but I got that student loan forgiveness because I'm on disability.
Oh, okay. So they got taken, they take care of that one for you?
Yeah, but it just need to be off my credit.
Oh, okay, we need to erase it then. Okay. Now in this case,
There you go. I think
I'm sorry, I apologize.
I just I think a lot of lot with me just need my credit need to be cleaned up. Everything just need to be cleaned up.
We do have here at the Credit Pros, we are an A-plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau. So we've been in the business since 2009, and we can definitely help you today, miss. Let me ask you, do you have anything that you are paying on time that shows positive credit on your credit report, like credit cards and loans?
No.
No, you don't have anything like that. What's your goal? What is your like, what's motivating you to improve your credit score? What are you trying to accomplish? Just have
Well, I
it
want to
clean?
buy me a house.
Get a house?
Yeah,
Okay.
everything need to be cleaned up. It's just
If
time,
I
and I
tell
want
you
to.
that we can also help you get into a place, what type of house will you be looking for? Like a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 1 bath, 2 baths?
Two bedroom, two bath,
2-bedroom, two
with a
bath.
fireplace.
Okay, sounds good. We partnered up with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people to get into a place while you continue improving your credit score at the same time. So I think you'll be a better prospect for this program. Now, based on what I understand today, the only thing that is holding you back right now, it is your credit. Unlike other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit, from disputing those negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to do next is to attempt a soft pull of your credit summary so you can get an updated look at your score and those negative items. This is just a courtesy pull, so it will not damage your score in any way. And we use a special technology to protect your information, just as your bank. Okay, Deborah? What is your middle initial?
Hey.
A as in apple. Okay. What will be your address, miss?
2812 Southwood Drive, Tallahassee, Florida, 32301.
32301.
Yes.
Southwood is like as one word together, right?
Yeah, that's one word, Southwood.
Yeah. Thank you, miss. Thank you. Appreciate it. Do me a favor. Can you verify your phone number?
850-851-7351.
Excellent. 7351. And what is your date of birth?
2/23/59.
1959. Okay. And what will be your social?
261-110282.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What is your source of income? Are you employed right now?
No, I'm on disability.
Disability, okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and run the authentication process where we ask you a couple of questions to make sure that this is you and not someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these questions don't apply to you, just let me know so I can continue with the next ones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First question, it seems like you opened an student loan around December 2017.
That sounds right.
Yeah, most of these questions are random. So
okay.
It doesn't apply. None of this, like this question doesn't apply, right?
Yes, it sounds, talking about the student loan, they apply.
Okay, according to our records, you currently, okay, please select the vehicle that you purchased or leased prior to March 2018. I got four options. I got the Oldsmobile Firenza, a Sterling 825-827, Subaru Loyal, and a Subaru Hatchback. None of the above.
What? What, those cars?
Yeah, like I'm asking you questions. If it doesn't apply, just let me know.
None of the above, because I don't even know what that is.
Which of the following is a current or previous employer? Maxim Healthcare, North American Band Line, Hartford Care Center, Buellage Automotive. None of the above.
Oh, Maxim Healthcare was my employment.
Oh, okay. At one point, you worked for them?
At one point, yes.
Which of the following... Okay, hold on just a second. According to our records, you previously live on Laura Lee?
Yes.
What is the city for that one?
I did live Tallahassee, Florida.
Thank you, miss. What is the name of your county?
Leon.
Thank you. Let me submit the answers.
Who's a bigger alligator? Mm-hmm. I bet when you come out of the water, you have no leaves.
Oh, okay, Debra. Ms. Debra, I was able to pull up your credit score.
Yeah.
It shows here, according to Equifax, that your credit score is sitting at 618 points. Now, the good thing is that you're almost there because they're requesting a 640. But you only got like 25 points to go up. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to do that. The only thing is that I'm going to address a couple of red flags, a couple of negative remarks. Are you familiar with the hard inquiries? Mm. Hard inquiries? So far?
Not really. I'm not too.
So far, you got four right now, miss. I'm going to tell you how they get generated. Those hard inquiries, they get generated when you apply for something. Every time somebody checks your credit, when you apply for something and got denied, so this stays on your credit report for more than 2 years, And they are taking 10% of the credit score on FICO. So it does take 10% of the credit score on FICO. So you got to be careful with those ones. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of, one of the biggest things that is affecting everyone's credit score, it has to do with the payment history. Payment history is taking 35% of the credit score on FICO. So right now, you got 50, it's showing 50, that seems like a big number to me, 50 minor delinquents. Those are 50 accounts that are showing that they had been late on payments for no more than 30 days, no more than a month. But that seems like a big number. Don't worry, we're gonna take care of that. Anything that is negative and questionable to you, we're gonna remove that and take care of that. The other thing that I want to talk to you about is the major derogatory trade lines. That is two accounts that had been late on payments for more than 3 months. That is more than 90 days. So that has to do with the payment history as well. And the other thing, it has to do with the trades ever delinquent. Those are another kind of late payments. There, these 12 accounts had been late on payments from... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What was the payment now?
Well, this is a soft inquiry. When you do a soft inquiry, you only be able to see, like, the numbers. You're not based on, like, the name of the company. But right now, once I get your account activated, you're going to have full access to everything. Like, we're giving you access to everything there. Like, the name of the companies. That way, we can start helping you disputing the negative questionable items.
Okay.
All right. So far, you recognize this credit report, miss?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let me show you how this is going to, let me show you how we're going to be able to help you out. Here at the Credit Pros, the main goal of the Credit Pros is to build up your credit score. That way you can be able to achieve your goals, right? So we help you disputing all the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and number 5 on your credit report. With all three credit bureaus at the same time. But let me show you how we're going to be able to get your house first. Once I have your account activated, right? Once I have your account activated, the rent-to-own representatives, rent-to-own representatives, they're going to send you the lists of the places. We're going to get you a reference letter stating that you're working with us and improving your credit standing. All you have to do is call the rent-to-own representatives, and you're going to tell them that you started the program with us, with the Credit Pros, and that you have a reference letter, and that you are ready to submit the application for this two-bedroom home, two bath in a garage. It's that simple. You go ahead and do that. In the meantime, we're going to be helping you improving your credit. Yeah, because we're going to be helping you with credit, so we're going to be doing all the work for you. So we're going to be sending out targeted dispute letters challenging the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and number 5 on your credit report. Not just one, not with only one credit bureau. We're doing it with all three credit bureaus at the same time. That's why we work much faster. So in other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And of course, that we are responsible about those negative items being removed. So if for some reason something shows up in the future, guess what? You have a lifetime warranty with us. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. How much is going to cost?
Okay. That's a good question. But let me just give you the benefits so you can see the value of the service, okay? I promise you, I'm going to be quick.
Okay.
For that reason, we're giving you access to, we're going to help you establish positive credit history. That means that with the trade line, we're giving you access to a trade line up to $5,000, and that is with National Credit Direct. Now, to be clear, this is not a credit card, meaning that you can't buy gas or fast food. All purchases, they're going to be made directly through National Credit Direct, where you can purchase anything from furniture, electronics, smartphones, appliances, TVs, laptops, computers, equipment. They got a little bit of everything, right? It's a line of credit that allows you to make purchases. And the purpose of this line of credit is that you can report and establish good payment history month after month on the credit bureau to help you month after month to experience the credit bureau to help you boost up your credit score. That's why I play. It has like $5,000, but it's not a credit card. Okay. So I don't want you to think that you're getting a credit card for $5,000. It's a line of credit that allows you to make purchases in case that, you know, you're moving to a new place. Maybe you need some furniture. Maybe you need a TV. Maybe you need a microwave. So you can purchase that through them. And
the
every month,
my house.
And every month you only make a small payments at zero interest rate. Okay.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds good. It's a good program. Now the program right now, it is going at the low rate of 149 month to month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services rendered. Yeah, it's 149, but I'm gonna give you some great news right now. So you pay as you go for services rendered, and you can opt out if you experience a hardship, but the positive reporting discontinues once you opt out from the program. But in this case, the credit builder benefit is the third step. That means that the payment that you're doing for the service, in this case, the 149, guess what? That one is going to be reported to the three credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So, and in other words, it will reflect as a good payment history on the three credit bureaus month after month, okay? And it appears as a credit builder loan in your credit report. But as our client, you're not going to receive any money from the credit pros. This is to help you create positive payment history and attract other lenders when they see that you're reporting positive in your credit report every month. Does that make sense? Now, I do have another package for you, miss. You mentioned this package is for people on SSI. Okay? This package is for people on SSI. So we offer discount prices for people who receive verified SSI or SSD, meaning that instead of being the program to get you started, it's only $119 to get you started and $79 month to month. The difference is that you don't have access to the $5,000 trade line to establish credit. The other thing is the payment that you're doing for this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a little bit more affordable, but you get less things. So you don't have access to the $5,000 trade line and the credit builder benefit. That means that the payment that you're doing for that program is not going to be reported to the three credit bureaus. So that's why I like to cover the angles. I like to cover all angles, and I explain both of the service to you so you can decide which one you like the most. At this point, which package you think you feel like it works best for you? Like, which one you like the most?
I like the 140-something.
The 149? And guess what, miss? Right now, I want to go ahead and work with you because I just want to mention, in that case, if you like the Success Plus package, because 99% of our clients, they'll go for the first package, the one that you're picking, right? But in this case, how would you like to cover the initial fee, like an Visa or MasterCard?
MasterCard,
I'm going to give you great news, Miss Debra. Since I know that money is really tight nowadays, I want to help you save money. And guess what? Because you are going for the Success Plus package, I'm going to give you a $30 discount. So basically, you're going to get the best package at the lower rate. It's only going to be $119. That's the only thing that changes. Is that better for you?
Monthly.
It's going to
be monthly.
And we're going to respect that for you until you opt out, until you decide to leave the program. Remember, the good thing is that there is no contracts, there's no obligations. You can always opt out whenever you get the results that you need. Okay? All right.
But
so
I'm going to get everything. After I'm going to get the $5,000. I'm going to get the $5,000. Yeah, everything you said.
everything that I mentioned on the first package. The only thing that changes is the rate. Yeah. I'm gonna leave it to you. I'm gonna give it to you for $149. That's gonna be respected. We're gonna honor you with that same rate until you opt out. Okay?
$149.
No, $119.
Well, okay.
No, no.
Well, I finna say, how you change
that? No.
That week?
No. $119 will be respected,
okay,
because
okay.
We honor you with the $30 discount.
Okay. All right. Now, okay. because I see in Oklahoma, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and
the garage.
Only thing I have to do is pay $1,000 down. $1,000 down and six.
They ask you for like, you know, like traditional mortgage. They ask you for like a bigger amount. When you do the rent to own, they only ask you for like the 10%. So it will be affordable
mm-hmm.
for you. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I would just need the card number and the expiration date. That's it.
Okay. Now, how long is this gonna take if I can see myself getting the house?
Okay. In this case, we're gonna start getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get to in contact with the rent to own people. We're gonna send you the listings of the places. We're gonna get to in contact with the rent to own people, and we're gonna let them know that you just
mm-hmm.
started working with the credit pros. So they're gonna see that you actually
mm-hmm.
committed and that you're doing something else. That
mm-hmm.
you know, you separate yourself from anybody that are not doing nothing. They're just trying to get their house, but they're not improving
mm-hmm.
their credit score. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, and this ain't no scam, because I don't want to have to call the police on you now, because your sound might
have left. No. No, and I would feel the same way if I was like, but I understand that you're feeling that way. But we have in a secure line in the credit pros, we have an A+ rating on the Better
mm-hmm.
Business Bureau. So we do have
okay.
to stand.
You know,
it's
so much scam.
Yeah, there is
just
I'm
so much
sure.
scamming going on.
That's right. And that's why we always put our customers, you know, the information secure. That way you can be
mm-hmm.
protected at the end of the day. And just so you know, we also giving you ID
mm-hmm.
cover. Because if anybody try to use your information, you're going to have identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be fully protected with that as well.
No.
Like if someone
okay,
trying to
no,
use your
no,
social,
no.
if someone is,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, okay.
So I would just need the 16 digits of the card in the expiration date.
5332-4806-6651-3041 2-29-23.
The expiration date?
2-29-28.
Okay, I got it. It's February 2028.
February 29, 2028, yeah.
Excellent. And what is the security code?
And Hold on. I wear glasses. Hold on.
That's okay. Take your time.
Can I have three numbers on the back of that car? Is it 761? Pull up to the window, please. It looks like 761 or 751. Okay. The three black numbers there. 761.
Thank you, miss. I appreciate it. Right now, I would just need to
mm-hmm.
go over our credit card disclosure, and we need your authorization in
mm-hmm.
order to process an initial payment of $119 to be charged today.
Mm-hmm.
Standard procedure dictates
mm-hmm.
that the card resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. So we will not overdrive your account if the funds are not available. We don't overdrive accounts, okay?
Oh, I know you're not going to overdraft mine, and I thought you don't get paid until you start doing your work.
What do you mean? No, but service, it's a prepaid service, so we will need, in order for you to get the benefits that I explained to you, we will need to cover the initial fee. Okay?
Okay.
So once...
Okay, because you...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I was with Lexington Law, and that's what they had told me. I had to pay $14 when I first started with them, but that next month, that's when I had to pay the $100 and something. Go ahead.
The thing is this, now that you mentioned the Lexington Law, I'm more happy to tell you this because, like, majority of our client, the people, the customers that we deal, they come directly for that company. Mm-hmm. The Lexington Law. That's what it's crazy when you mention that, because we get people directly from over there, because I guess they had a bad taste, a bad experience. So once they get to talk to us, they got a better understanding of their credit because of the service that we provide to them. Plus, we have a higher standard when it comes to the rating that we have. It's at 4.7. Mm-hmm. So that means that, like you can trust our company, like we're doing a good job, okay?
Okay.
So
listening to you, you sound trustworthy.
And I'm glad. Actually, I was today. I got some good feedback about a couple of people, and that made my day. So it actually made me work even harder, because at the end of the day, I'm not here to collect any money. I'm just here because I'll give you information, and at the end of the day, this is for your own benefit, because if you use this information if you can just take a little piece of information that I give you, a little bit of information goes a long way.
Yeah.
Right?
And another thing before we move forward. Now, you said with Equifax, my score is 618.
Right now it's 618 through Equifax. That's correct.
Now, what about the other two?
Oh, right now the soft pool that we do is only through Equifax. Right now, once I get your account activated, you're gonna have access to TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. So you get the three of them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me just mention that once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee, it will be $119, and it will start on April the 6th. Okay?
Okay.
That way you can write.
We can do it on the 3rd?
Oh, yeah. We can do it on the 3rd. You want me to do it on the 3rd?
Let's do it on the 3rd, because that's when I get my check, and that way I know y'all going to get it right off the rip.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting me know, by the way. By the way, you can always... arrange any payment with customer service, change it. Like if you have any issues or you don't want to miss your payment, you can always just call. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Give me like a couple of days. I'll make my payment. And we're always willing to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay,
let me
good.
Make sure that I got your email. What is your email, miss?
blackdebra74@gmail.com.
Thank you. I appreciate it. blackdebra74@gmail.com. Thank you, miss.
That'd be your alligator with the twin name.
Okay. Just bear with me. Okay, miss. Thank you. Welcome to the program. We have successfully processed the enrollment. Now we're going to activate your client portal so you can take advantage of the benefits that we have discussed earlier. You should have received either a text message or an email from the credit pros. Can you do me a favor and check for me, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, the credit pros, it says log in ASAP.
Huh?
I should have say...
hold on. What I'm looking for, the Chase of Home?
I'm sorry, miss?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here
what
with
I'm
you.
What I'm looking for?
An email. I sent you an email. The credit pros?
I know, but what... Oh, the credit pros. Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry. I guess we have like a delay on the call, so it seems like we bump into each other's words. But I didn't mean to do that the whole call. Okay, just know we have a delay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. It would
Hello?
Take you, once you click on it, miss, once you hit the email,
uh-huh.
It has, it would take you to the link, right? And you have to acknowledge the agreement, which you have to agree, and it will
okay.
take you to the second step, to acknowledge your information,
okay,
and then you're going to create the password.
Okay, do that now?
Yeah, go ahead and
do
click
that
on
now?
The, yeah, please.
Hold on.
If you got time, by the way. If you got time, I can reschedule a call back. It's up to you.
Hold on. I'm doing it now.
Yeah. No, I'm not in a rush, miss.
Oh, okay, let's see. Okay, I need to do my email.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Now I got to do my password.
Yes.
Now I've just logged in. Invalid username and pass. Come on now, don't start this mess. BlackDevil74@gmail.com.
You have to, I think it explains how to create a password. You gotta have a.
I have to have what?
You gotta have like 8 letters, 8 characters. The first letter should be like a capital letter, and then you should have like a special character. It can be the money sign, it can be dash, underscore.
It's saying I'm providing the wrong email address and the wrong password. How is that?
Okay. I'm gonna help you out. Let me see. First of all, you did receive my email and your email, right?
Yes.
The welcome email. It was through the email, right?
It was through Messenger.
Oh, no. Go through your email. Go ahead and, if you do me a favor, go through your email and go check on the
uh-huh.
a spam box. If you're not able to see the credit pros, check the spam box.
Oh, geez. All right, then. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. I'm not in a rush. I don't want you to get an idea that I'm in a rush. And I'm not in a rush.
See the spam.
You don't. You not.
Hello?
Oh, let me see. Yeah, I'm right here, miss. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I see the spam. Uh-huh, I hear you.
Okay, let me go ahead and send you another welcome email. Let me see if you get it this time. Okay, because it has to be the email.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and do that for you. Send welcome email again. So it probably take about 3 to 5 seconds. What it generates.
Oh, I got it now.
You got it now. Okay, thank you, miss. Go ahead and click on it. It has like a link, you know, where you see like the blue letters, HTTP, something like that.
Yeah, this HTTP /portal.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, click on that one, please.
Okay. Hold on, it's loading.
Okay.
Okay.
Worry, sometimes
now it's asking me for my email and my password.
Now it's asking
you
for your email.
To my email.
It didn't took you to the agreement of the service. That was weird. Because once you click the client portal, once you click the link that I gave you, the HTTPS, that one it takes you to the agreement of the service where you have to acknowledge by agreeing the service. Did you that on the text message? Like I agree. You remember going through that part?
It's still saying invalid.
Invalid
username or password. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's weird. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? Because, give me 1 second. Okay, give me one. Can you bear with me 1 minute, miss? I'm not leaving you. I'm just going to go ahead and ask my supervisor something, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, miss. Be right back with you.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for patiently waiting. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. Yeah, I spoke to my supervisor. She said, yeah, I spoke to my supervisor, one of my superiors. She mentioned that there was a, I guess there's a system issue right now, and they're working on it. But in order for us to get your account fully set up, this is what I'm going to do, okay? Okay, well. Okay. All right, miss. And I do apologize, right, because you were very patient. So basically what we're doing right now is that I'm going to get you here with one of my credit advisories. He's just going to make sure that we did everything correct so we can go ahead and fully set up your account, okay? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Just make sure I do this correctly.
Oh, and when y'all going to start working on it?
No, we're already going to start working on it, because right now in the client portal, you are going to start selecting the items that you would like us to start working on. So anything that is misleading, inaccurate, out, that's why we need to get your portal, your account activated as soon as possible.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Now, congratulations, Miss, on joining the Credit Pros. We are excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. Right now, I'm going to be transferring you to Auto Credit Advisor Ace, who will be verifying that we enter your information correctly. This is only going to take 2 minutes, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. So if you can do me a favor, stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay? Here goes the transfer, Miss. I wish you the best, okay? Here goes the transfer.
All right.